All right, good morning. I am Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. Of course, it's presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy, and that's me, Larry Steinhaus. All right, today is the Friday, December 3rd, and welcome to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia, and we are also live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. Just a reminder, if you're watching the show online, hit that share button, hit that like button, and you can comment live during the show on YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class next Thursday by going to investorschooling.com. There you will be able to learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. And hey, you'll get to meet me, and maybe you'll get to see me in a really cool suit, because that's what I wear. I wear really cool suits. If you're watching online, you get the idea, right? All right, on today's show, we're going to be talking about the futures update. We're going to be talking about a little bit about the jobs report. We're going to be talking about the second person with Omicron. I'm telling you, this right here, this story, you want to listen to, because I discovered something that no one else is talking about. We also are going to talk about the fact that Apple stock moved down. We're going to be talking about DocuSign, the stock plummeting. We're going to talk about avoiding Chinese stocks. The government shutdown has been avoided. We're going to be going into travel stocks and oil rising again, and of course, today's tips. Boy, we got a lot to talk about today. I hope we can get it all in that half hour. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the futures. So first of all, wow, 2 days in a row, I was fooled by the pre-market. I don't know if you remember, on Wednesday, it was looking great, and then it plummeted. Yesterday, it was looking a bit slim, and voila, it took off, and it was a great day. The Dow actually closed up 617 points. Fantastic stuff. And I'll tell you, this has been a crazy, crazy week. Look, right now, the futures, the Dow is actually up 10 points. This morning, it was down 100, so that's pretty great, too. The S&P is up just a half a point, and the NASDAQ is down just 3/4 of a point, barely moving. But we're waiting for the jobs report. Now, I think they're reporting right around 8:30, so we're not going to get a chance to discuss it on the show. But I'm going to take a guess here that it's going to be a pretty positive report. It also appears that more people are working as socialist incentives have been taken away. You know, the social incentive of $600 a week that was the bonus to stay home. And as I said yesterday, look, jobs are going to become more scarce. So I suggest you go find one. And if you're on the fence waiting for that perfect job, stop getting on the fence. It's time for you to get the job, because you're going to be left behind when all those jobs are filled and you're not going to have one. So make sure you get a job now. You're going to be sorry. All right, let's talk about it. Let's get into it. Here it is, my favorite story of the day. The second person with Omicron was discovered. All right, so yesterday I sit there, and I don't know if you guys know, but I have stock tickers across my desk in my office, and a headline pops up on my CNBC ticker. A second case of Omicron is confirmed in Minnesota. My reaction, oh crap, here we go again. So I figure I watch my stock tickers, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and nothing happens. In fact, a few minutes later, the stocks actually start to tick up again. So I decided to read the article, and this is what they reported. So, Minnesota public health authorities confirmed Thursday what appears to be the second U.S. case of Omicron variant, right? This resident, who recently returned from New York, was stated by an unnamed health official, by the way. Unnamed health official, by the way. He came back from, and he was stated by an unnamed, every time I read this stuff in his articles, it makes me mad. But let's talk about this. The man who was fully vaccinated, of course he was fully vaccinated, and by the way, has since recovered, traveled to New York City to attend the Anime New York City 2021 convention. I don't know, just right there, there's a joke in there. I'll let you insert your own joke, but that's hysterical, right? All right, he developed symptoms shortly after returning and tested positive on November 22nd for COVID. And oh my gosh, he was fully vaccinated, got COVID, and then he fully recovered. But wait, I want you to listen to this really carefully. He was tested for COVID on the 22nd. How did he test for the Omicron variant that wasn't discovered until November 26th? Let me repeat that all for you COVIDiots out there who believe this isn't a scamdemic. He was tested positive for COVID Omicron variant on the 22nd before the variant was identified on the 26th. Awake yet? This Omicron crap is the third biggest lie the government has perpetrated on the citizens of the United States. The first two, number one, is COVID, and of course, number two, Joe Biden won the presidency. Anyway, the California person, by the way, did you notice that the Minneapolis person was identified as a man and the California person wasn't given a gender in the report? Well, insert another joke here, because I don't have time to deal with them or they. But getting back to them, they, in California, them, they appears to still be living, and he's living with mild symptoms. Apparently, the world is starting to realize that if this guy, or them, they, has mild symptoms, this probably is not a variant of concern. Well, everyone, of course, except for Gestapo Joe and Dr. Frotsky, that is. Don't forget that Gestapo Joe Biden initiated the continuing useless mask mandate and is still pushing for his unconstitutional idea of making the vaccine mandatory. Please, please, please vote Republican and end the ruling of these dictatorships. Oh, man, this is unbelievable. All right, let's get into some stocks. Let's talk about Apple. So I briefly mentioned yesterday the fact that Apple's stock moved down. Apparently, Apple shares were down nearly 3% on Thursday following a Bloomberg report that said the company warned its suppliers that demand is lower than expected for new iPhones this holiday season. The current quarter marks the first full quarter that Apple's new iPhone model, the iPhone 13, will be available. I noticed yesterday, by the way, it's kind of interesting, I noticed yesterday that I actually got a email about the iPhone being on sale for $600 off through Verizon. Now look, I'm sure there are some strings attached. However, it was interesting that this was sent to me on the same day that the Bloomberg announcement. So let's talk about Apple stock and what a great play it really is. First of all, analysts expect Apple to report growing revenues for the quarter after it booked more than $100 billion revenue for the first time in the holiday 2020 quarter. I gotta tell you, this is an amazing number. However, Tim Cook said recently in an interview a few months ago that he expects revenue growth for the quarter, but predicted supply constraints to cost the company at least $6 billion in missed revenue. Hey, Tim, I have good news for you. This show has already predicted the supply chain issue will end about January, and that has nothing to do with demand for a phone that was identical to the previous year model. That's the real problem. So with all this being said, Apple is a buy, by the way. It's a great long-term play, and 200 is my target price for June. I was off when I predicted 160 for June, July, but it did top 160, 170 this week before pulling back. I'm telling you right now, it's a buy, it's a buy, it's a buy. If it happens to fall back just a little bit, I would definitely go all over it. I think it's a great, great play. Let's talk about DocuSign. Ooh. So last night in the class that I teach, somebody brought up DocuSign, and I was blown away by what I saw. But yesterday was the earnings report for DocuSign, and DocuSign is the company, as you may know, that lets you electronically sign documents so you don't have to do business in person. The earnings report said that they did very well. However, the guidance was the issue. Let's look at the numbers, and then let's talk about the guidance. First of all, the numbers show that the earnings were 58 cents per share, and Wall Street expected 46 cents per share. That's fantastic, right? The revenue was $545.5 million, and the revenue expected was $531 million. These are fantastic numbers, and normally they would be great. I mean, they beat on two critical places. So why did the stock plummet 30% overnight? 30%? Wow. When an earnings report is good, you expect the stock to go up. But in this case, the earnings beat wasn't that stellar. It was good. But it still wouldn't expect it to go down much if it did go down. But it shouldn't be this beat up. It dropped overnight 75 points. That's horrible. All right, let me try to tell you what kind of happened here and what's going on. So it's all about the guidance. So when companies report earnings, they report guidance, and they talk about what they think is going to come up. So in the company's guidance report, the actuaries were predicting a serious slowdown for the company. They are predicting, check this out, a $10 to $20 million lower revenue for the fourth quarter. Now look, it's still incredible revenue when you're talking about their revenue is like in a $563 million range, but it's understandable that DocuSign saw tremendous growth through the scamdemic and, of course, the government overreach, but that growth will probably slow down because people will start to see each other in person again and sign contracts in person. Look, it's still a great company with potential to grow. And, you know, I'm going to tell you one thing, though. I'm not a big fan of investing in it. It's not a company for me to invest in. Believe it or not, I also think it's overvalued, and it will probably drop below 100 before it settles. So if you're in it, I'm sorry for you. But if you're thinking about getting in it, just wait. Let's talk a little bit about Chinese stocks. The old saying about being made in China, being made cheaply, and it won't last. It really comes to mind when you look at the Chinese companies that are listed on the New York Stock Exchange. The problem right now is that the Chinese government is making it so difficult for companies to be profitable. The communist country, which used to have a very capitalistic view for companies to excel, is kind of weird. But now with the dictator Jinping, who wants all the people to be, you know, equally poor, like in other socialist countries. Remember, that's what equality is. Everybody's equally poor, not equally rich. The Chinese companies just can't get a break in this country. The company DIDI is being delisted from the New York Stock Exchange after going public, or IPO, about 6 months ago, and it'll be relisted in Hong Kong. DiDi is a company that's similar to like Uber and Lyft, but it also adds the extra demand of bike rentals. So if you've ever seen bike rentals, it's kind of neat. So we've seen this stock fall about 50% along with other Chinese stocks like Alibaba, which is down about 50% year over year, and of course Tencent, which is also down about 60% this year. Unfortunately for many investors like myself, we got caught up in trying to catch these falling knives. They were bad, man. So my suggestion has been, and it will be for a long time, stay out of the Chinese stocks, at least until all this settles in the future. My other suggestion, vote Republican so our country doesn't turn into China. All right, guys, we're going to be taking a little bit of break in a minute. And hey, listen, if you're on YouTube or Facebook or LinkedIn, please leave a comment and I'll get back to you in just a minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Fell Cone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or you can call 866-424-2829. I want to thank you all for listening once again on WWDB in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit the share button. Look, let everybody know that you can help your friends make some money. Hey, I'm going to give you some great stock tips. Hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. I get up really early in the morning to do this show, so let me know you're enjoying it, or I'm going to go back to sleep. All right. Of course, you can leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and of course YouTube as well, and I'll try to respond to them. I want to say hello to Vincenzo. Thanks a lot for watching, man. I really appreciate it. And anybody else out there, I think Ken's out there, and I also think who else is out there? Let me take a quick look and see who's out there. Of course, we got Ken out there. Beautiful. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you guys watching. And keep watching. Enjoy. All right. And I'm actually surprised nobody talked about that crazy, crazy discovery that I made about the Omicron variant. Hey, Tom, thanks for watching too, man. Appreciate it. All right. So far, we've been discussing the futures update. The futures is up 18 points. The Dow is up 18 points, that is. The S&P is up 2.75. And the Nasdaq is up 16. I'm liking this day so far. It looks kind of cool. We've been talking about the fact that the second person with Omicron was diagnosed with Omicron before Omicron was created, discovered. So try to figure that one out. That's kind of interesting, amazing, right? We also talked about the fact that Apple moved down, and I think it's a great play. DocuSign plummeted, avoiding Chinese stocks. And now we're going to be talking about the government shutdown being avoided, and we're going to be talking about some other things that will make you really enjoyable, and then we're going to get to today's stock tips. All right, let's talk about the government shutdown being avoided. So I have to tell you, the antics that our government plays can only be compared to a kindergarten classroom. Ugh. Actually, I'm beginning to think that preschoolers might actually be more mature than the government officials. Once again, the government had to vote to increase the budget in order to pay to keep the government running. When this vote comes up, listen, seriously, just yawn. It always gets passed, and if it doesn't, which is like three or four times that I remember, the workers are furloughed for a week or two, and guess what? They get paid anyway for the weeks they get off. It's amazing. So don't even worry about it. The budget will always be there. They will always vote yes. The debt ceiling will always be voted yes. Don't worry about it, but they always like to do this little bit of turmoil thing. This time, however, something interesting came up, and the Republicans, check this out, the Republicans tried to hold the passing of the budget hostage until the Democrats removed the funding for Gestapo Joe's vaccine mandate. So they basically said, if you continue this vaccine mandate, we're not going to vote yes. Is that hysterical? Well, look, you guys know that I'm completely against any vaccine mandate. I believe it's unconstitutional, and I believe it's none of your, can I say effing? I believe I can on the radio, business, if I am or not vaccinated. If you want to protect yourself, go ahead. So, you know, but someone not getting a vaccine has nothing to do with your protection. Oh, unless, of course, you listen to Dr. Fauci and, of course, Gestapo Joe Biden. Anyway, Senate leaders agreed to hold a vote on the amendment to defund the vaccine mandate ahead of the funding bill's passage. The amendment failed. Anyway, there are so many things wrong with this. First of all, vaccine mandates and budget increases to keep the government open and running should have nothing to do with each other. Just forget it, right? Just remember, folks, you voted these people in to represent you in these times. Ask yourself if they really are. Anyway, President Braindead is expected to sign the bill today, and that keeps the government open. Maybe one more day we'll be lucky enough to have the government actually shut down, and then we'll actually see how useless they really are. All right, let's talk about what's next. All right, let's talk a little bit about travel stocks. So if you weren't aware, the travel stocks, were destroyed this week as the dreaded Omicron variant was discovered, and then when someone in California was diagnosed with it. Oh, no! Well, if we look at the patterns formed by the stocks, each time a variant or an increase in cases is reported, we will clearly see that all the stocks will rebound. Did you know that the Delta variant was discovered in December last year? So a year ago, the Delta variant was discovered, and now, of course, the moronic, which is an anagram for Omicron, was discovered, right? But if you look at the travel stocks, you'll see they took off about a month after the downside effect from the Delta variant. You'll also see that Carnival Cruise Lines hit a high of just over 30 this year, Royal Caribbean hit a high of about 97, and American Airlines hit a high of about 25 throughout these years. These are the plays. Stay the course on these stocks. If you're looking for no-brainer plays, these are them. The Omicron variant has the same news report starting with, they had mild symptoms every time. That alone is enough to tell you that this may be over. Well, don't get me wrong, the virus has been over for a long time, but I'm talking about the government continuing to play you by inducing unwarranted fear. That's almost over. But because the average person is also becoming numb to it, that also may help as well. Bottom line, get into travel stocks, make money so next year you can travel first class without a mask, of course, right? All right. By the way, real quick, oil is rising again. Oil dropped last week on the fears of the possible global shutdown would be in the future because of the moronic variant once again. You know the anagram for Omicron, as I said before, is moronic. Anyway, as the world settles down and realizes this isn't a real threat, except, of course, the fear-mongering liberals, that is, the oil production sites in Russia and OPEC group are raising oil prices. I wonder if we will break new records in gas prices again. By the way, have you guys seen those I did that stickers of Biden on gas pumps? They are absolutely hysterical. I think it's so funny when I pull up to a gas pump and I see a picture of Biden pointing to the gas prices and it says, I did that. Anyway, getting back to oil prices, the benchmark in global oil markets rose 2.4% to $71.31 a barrel on Friday, which, by the way, is again above its average price for the year. It's $67.79. And that price is up 44% from last year. I'm going to tell you right now, it better not be a cold winter for low-income earners. The heating costs are going to be unreal. It's going to be ridiculous. All right, let's take a quick break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk to you about my stock picks for the day, and you guys will be able to make some money today. We'll see you
okay,
in a minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Bill Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. InvestorSchooling.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus. And so far, we've been discussing, of course, the futures update, and it's looking good. I mean, it's not looking great, it's just looking good. The Dow is up 18 points, the S&P is up 2.5, and the NASDAQ is up 16. We're waiting, of course, for the jobs report, which should definitely, I actually believe it's going to be fine. I think we're actually going to even move down a notch in unemployment. That would be great. But at the same time, let's see how it plays out. Of course, we talked about the fact that the Omicron patient, I don't know, whatever you want to call him, in Minnesota was actually diagnosed with Omicron before Omicron was discovered. If you haven't heard that, if you didn't listen to that, go back, listen to the podcast of this, and or on Facebook and watch it again. It is amazing to hear that, the fact that this guy was diagnosed before it was discovered. Anyway, we talked about the fact that Chinese stocks are also a problem, and I would definitely stay away. So first of all, we're going to be talking about some of today's picks and plays, but if you're online, did you hit that share button yet? Hey, let everybody know about, especially now, let everybody know that we're going to be picking some great stock plays, and you want everybody to have this great information. Don't forget to hit that like button. Let me know that you enjoy the show. And, of course, leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn. And I want to thank Bill. Bill actually said, hey, he was listening. He went into yesterday's class, and he said, last night's class lived up to the hype. A couple of us hung out for almost an hour and a half to explore the information that was discussed last night. So it's pretty awesome how that class at Investor Schooling will absolutely help you in so many different ways. So go to investorschooling.com, and of course you can find out more about that by calling 866-424-2829. All right. And of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, don't forget to set your preset to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know to rule the stock market. And of course, to be entertained. You know, if nothing else, I'm entertaining. You may hate me or like me, it doesn't really matter. All right, so let's talk about what's going on today. As I said earlier, I was fooled again yesterday by the fact that I really thought the stock market wasn't going to move yesterday. But then it closed up 617 points as the fears of the dreaded Omicron scam faded from Wall Street. Look, the travel stock skyrocketed and my options account moved up nicely last night. I was pretty happy. So once again, I'm suggesting CCL, RCL, and AAL as serious, serious stock plays. This is great stuff. Yesterday, we also saw DAL, Delta Airlines, bounce off its one-year low and rise over 10%. Twitter broke through a 52-week low, which kind of surprised me. However, I still believe it's a good play. You know, look, you know, maybe they'll eventually let Trump back on it and it'll actually go up again, but I still think it's a good play. But if you're a covered call player, so if you understand covered calls, and if you don't, get yourself to Investor Schooling. But if you understand covered calls, I really like this play as a covered call. This is a play that will definitely do well for you as a covered call, so I would get into that as well. I also think it's not a bad stock for you to just buy. Meta, which is Facebook, as you know, is a great play, and it's hovering around 310. And I got to be honest, I wish I had some more money because I would definitely get in at these levels. It's an awesome play. Apple, we talked about this yesterday, and we talked about it a little earlier, is seeing some pain, as it reported a slowdown in sales on its iPhone 13. Look, I said it before, the iPhone 13 and the iPhone 12 are the same exact thing, so not everybody wants to upgrade. I'm sitting here with an iPhone 11, actually, and I'm thinking, maybe I'll wait till the iPhone 14. By the way, did you guys upgrade to iPhone 15? The operating system 15? It'll probably be an interesting upgrade. I'm looking forward to that one. I'll have to see what that looks like. All right, let's also look for the Apple stock to look in the 140s, and I would pounce on it. I actually think it's going to do really well in the 140 range. Of course, oil stocks. Oil stocks are going to move up, and they're going to, it's unfortunate. It doesn't matter whether I like Biden or doesn't like Biden, but the oil stocks, the oil companies are going to fight with Biden, and they're going to get their revenge. Biden shut them down, so they're going to say, okay, fine. We're going to take all your citizens, and we're going to make it more expensive and make them hate you more. So there'll be more of those stickers that said, I did this. So get into the oil stocks, and you'll understand that's exactly what's going on. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in crypto, and I'm going to tell you, there isn't much to talk about. Crypto really hasn't moved much. Both Bitcoin and Ethereum have pretty much stalled, and all the minor coin players have also stalled. Look, I'm holding Shiba, I'm holding AMP, I'm holding Dogecoin, and, it's just nothing really happening here, so it may not be a great play. You know, the other thing, too, is gold and silver are dropping, but they're slowly dropping, and they're kind of settling into a range. I'm a big fan of gold and silver for long term, but don't expect much movement until the economy tanks, and that might be a year or two away. Biden will destroy it, but it'll take a little year or two before we actually feel it all as we've felt before. The Treasury bond is stable, and that's also a good sign. All right, here you go. So we've talked about a possible Santa Claus rally, and let's look for it. Finally, thanks again to all the listeners on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia. We look forward to your continued support. My name is Larry Steinhaus. You're listening to the show called Money Chat Now. And if you're online watching live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube, I also want to thank you for your continuing support. Of course, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Money Chat Now is brought to you, of course, by Investor Schooling. And you can find out more about Investor Schooling by going to investorschooling.com. Did you guys online hit that share button? Did you hit the like button? You also should know that from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in this show. The opinions discussed in this show is solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them. I look forward to seeing you on Monday. Have a great weekend, and have a profitable day.